Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're now listening to Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Wednesday night Bible study. And I want to open up in prayer on tonight as I want the teacher to show up. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is the teacher. He's going to teach us. He's going to lead us to truth. Hallelujah. To all truth on tonight. So I want you to get your tablets, your pens out, and begin to write down what God is saying, because these are the things that you will go back and you will study on your own, actually. It's like when you're in school and, you know, your teacher goes through your lessons with you, then you go home and you get a little bit more deeper and begin to study exactly what she taught you in school, so that that can kind of, you know, make an imprint, hallelujah, in your mind. And so we're here to bring forth God's word and his teaching, because that is how we renew our mind. So the only way that we can renew our mind is with the word of God, because the word of God teaches us how to think like Christ. You know, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. So we just want our minds to be set on the word on tonight, set on, you know, open up your mind to learn. And, you know, we cannot actually just take everybody's word. We have to study to show ourselves approved. So get your pens, get your pads out, and go study for yourself. And check everything that I'm saying on tonight and to assure that it is the Holy Ghost. And the Bible say that we know our Father's voice. This is how we're going to learn our Father's voice, too. And a strange voice we shall not follow. So we're not going to follow a strange voice. We're going to follow the voice of God. And we're going to know the voice of God through his word. We're going to know how he sounds. We're going to know how he acts. We're not going to be, you know, surprised of how God moved, because we learn God through his word. We learn relationship, and we build relationship with God through his word and through prayer and worship and just spending time, you know, doing the things of God. Sometimes we can get so distracted with our life that we kind of push, you know, God to the side. You know, our life can be so busy, you know, because there's so much in this world. And I was talking to the pastor today about, you know, a little bit about distraction. Sometimes Satan want to come and he want to distract you with all this other stuff. But God said that he is going to kind of clear that path. He's going to let us know what distractions are versus what we really need to be dealing with and fighting at this time, because some things is just a distraction. God said, I've already taken care of some things, and I already did that for you. You prayed about it. God said, I hear it, I see it, and I'm going to move on your behalf. And I have greater things for you. And Satan know that God have great things for you. So Satan would do whatever he can do to bring distractions in your life and cause you to lose focus on the things of God because of what may be going on. But God said, on tonight, he wants you to know that he has it. He said, it's nothing impossible for him. He said, I heard your prayer. I heard your petition. Look, Jesus is making intercession for you right now. Your prayers are being answered. Your prayers are being answered. God is not a God that is going to be slow about his word. It's going to spring forth in its season and in its time, and God is going to do it. I know sometimes it feels like, God, you know, where are you at? Where are you at? I'm going to speak for myself. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Lord, you know, I need you right now. And I wake up out of my sleep and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. Lord, direct me. Lord, pour wisdom into me. God, give me the answers. I've learned in my life to go to God for everything I need, everything. You know how you have to go to a parent when you smoke. You go to them for everything, a drink of water. You go to them for medicine. I mean, you go to them for all your needs. That's how we have to be with God. Lord, I'm coming to you because I'm hungry. I need you to feed me. I need the word. I'm thirsty, God. I need this. I need you to lay your hand and rest your hand upon my very life right now. Right now. We need God right now. And so we're in a warfare. I'm telling you right now, as a Christian and as a believer, Satan hates you. We are in war with Satan, and he will do everything he can do to kill, steal, and destroy you. But God told me to tell you on tonight, to remind you on tonight that you are empowered. We have the power of the Holy Ghost that live down in us. Now, not everybody, but God believers, you know, they have the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you better get it. But God said it is the believers that literally have the power of the Holy Ghost, and he just wants you to open up your mouth, and he wants you to decree and declare some things, hallelujah, in your life, hallelujah, in your situation. But we have power over every power of the enemy, and this is what I want to talk about on tonight. This is what I want you to go back and study and meditate on, how God is telling us to fight Satan, how God is telling us to, you know, unctioning us to go into prayer and fasting and just standing on his word. It is a strategic way to fight Satan, but Satan wants us to fight him in the natural. He want a natural fight. He wanted that, but he understands that we will never beat him in the natural because we're dealing in a spiritual realm. We're fighting spiritual beings according to the word of God. So we can't fight Satan, or we can't fight people that are being used, let me put it like this, who are being used by Satan in the natural. See, Satan don't care about using people. See, Satan wants the people of God to destroy them people. That's why he's using them, because he said he wants you to get angry enough with them people that you said, forget it. I'm not gonna fight for you. I'm not gonna forgive you. I'm gonna destroy you with my words. For the Bible said that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So Satan is very strategic about what he's doing. So he don't care. You know how some people don't care about using them. You go ahead and destroy them as long as I don't get destroyed. That is how Satan is. He do not care that he's using the people of God to destroy one another. He don't care. He wants you to be mad. He don't want you to forget. He don't want you to forgive your brothers and your sisters. He don't want you to pray for your enemy. None of those things. He don't want you to know how to strategically handle people. You got to handle them in the spirit, never in the natural. Never in the natural. It's a spiritual thing. We don't give them time in the natural. Sometimes I got to pull myself back. You know, I got to pull myself back from opening up my mouth every time an attack comes through a person, or, you know, an arrow comes through the person. The Bible said, no, just shield. Put your shield of faith up. Use your shield that's going to quench every fiery dart. See, my faith in God makes me know that no weapons formed against me should be able to prosper. They're forming the weapon, but according to the word of God, I'm activating it because I'm speaking out of my mouth that no matter what you form against me, Satan, it will not be able to prosper. I know who I am in God. Satan don't want us to know who we are in God. He wants us to think that we are defeated because we're going through some things. We are not defeated because the Bible said those that suffer with me shall reign with me. Those that say Christ Jesus is Lord We're going to suffer. He said, we're going to have many troubles. So Satan wants you to feel defeated because you're in the fire. Satan wants you to feel defeated because God is testing your faith. Huh? Just like Job, Job was feeling defeated because his faith was being tested. So God said, maybe I'm just testing your faith, but I'm going to bring you out according to the word of God. So we have to know that no matter what I'm going through and no matter what the devil is sending my way or what God is allowing, I'm not going to be defeated. No matter what the issue or the situation may be, whether it may be God and took the hedge down or it's just Satan coming trying to stop your destiny. Trying, because Satan said, I'm going back and forth, up and down in the earth to see who I may devour. So that's why God has given us an armor. He said, put that armor on. We got to put the armor on ourselves. We got to pray. That's why the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And so that's why we have to be in the spirit at all times. That's also why the Bible says be in the spirit at all times. We can't afford to be in our feelings or in our emotions or these things when it comes to Satan, because Satan don't care nothing about our feelings nor our emotions, because that's when he's going to do us the dirtiest. When we get in our feelings, when we get in our emotions, he said, now I got him. Now I have them in a weak, a vulnerable place, a weak place. That's what the Bible said, be strong and courageous at all times. He said, be not weak. So we will find our strength at all times in the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. And so we got to pull our strength. When I feel myself getting weak and tired, and I'm telling you, before this broadcast, oh, my gosh, I was tired. I was weak. I was like, no, but God said, you're going to do it. Just as I was last week, oh, my gosh, I was tired. But when I got into the word of God and when the spirit took over, hallelujah, I don't feel tired. I don't feel like I want to lay down or any. I'm sitting up on the edge now. I'm up and I'm alert because the Bible said be alert. We alert. Satan is alert. Satan's whole army is unified. They are together, saith the Lord. And he said, I want my people to be together. Just like that. I want them to come together in agreement on prayer and shake up hell. Shake up the whole kingdom of darkness. We're going to put the kingdom of darkness on flight. Come on now. And so I have some scriptures. I did, you know, I went before God. I said, all right, God, I have a little bit of time. And, you know, what do you want me really to address? What do you want me to speak out of your word? Because it's a Bible study. And that's why I say get your pads and your pens and begin to write, because this is just like in school. And after I say what I'm saying, go back and study. Go back to study to show yourself approved, and it will begin to activate. We're going to activate God's word on tonight. And I'm big on spiritual warfare. I'm big on destroying the works of Satan. That's what I'm called to do. Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries, we are a deliverance ministry. We are equipped to fight. That's why Satan is always trying to raise his head up, and we're chopping it down every time. Bible has equipped us for this fight. And so we're going to get into some familiar scriptures, and I'm always teaching and, you know, preaching on how to defeat Satan. I'm always going to let you know who you are in God, and that you have the keys to the kingdom, and that we have power over Satan. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. He come to discourage you. But God said, I come to encourage you. I come to empower you. I come to tell you who you are. And by the end of this teaching, Satan is going to be under your feet no matter what it is that is going on. hallelujah, in your life, you're going to know that you have the victory over Satan. Amen. So we're going to get into some familiar scriptures, and I'm just going to begin to read what God said. And these are weapons right here. This is what God, you know, want you to renew your mind with on tonight. We're going to renew our minds on tonight, and we're warriors on tonight. We're standing strong, hallelujah, up against Satan. And so in Ephesians 6 and 12, it tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we not wrestling against flesh and blood. So we're dealing with a spiritual world that we cannot see, and they're banking on the fact that we will never be able to see them, even in the spirit, because God wants you to be able to see what is going on in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing. So he's opening up our eyes through the scriptures to let you know, get out of the natural and understand that, no, what we're dealing with is principalities that's ruling whole cities. Come on, powers of witchcraft, voodoo, all of these things, wickedness in the government and high places. This is what we are fighting against. We got to stay on alert. And that's why he said in Ephesians 6 and 11 before this, he said, put on the whole armor. That's what I was just talking about. So we got to be armored up that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So that's the only way. The only way we're going to be able to stand against Satan, if we are armored up. If we're not armored up, if we don't have the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith, anything, we cannot defeat Satan. We will not be able to defeat Satan because we don't walk in the flesh and we do not war after the flesh according to the word of God. But it's a spiritual thing, God is saying. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we are to abide at all times and be in the presence of God. See, as soon as Satan can take us out of the spirit and out of the presence of God, out of that secret place with God, out of relationship with God, he know, man, I got them because I have them out of relationship. They're out of their secret place with God. He said, be sober and vigilant because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. And that's 1 Peter 5 and 8. So God is telling you, look, our adversary, which is the devil, is like a roaring lion. And he's looking to see who he can devour. He's looking to see who's not in the secret place. He's looking to see who's in the flesh and not in the spirit. He's looking to see who is not armored up. He's looking to see that they are wrestling against flesh and blood, and not against the spirits and wickedness in high places. That's what he's seeking. He's seeking to see who he may devour. I don't see the blood on them. I don't see the mark, the stain on them. I don't see the anointing on them. I don't see the favor of God. Come on now. Does he know? Satan know who we are in God. He know if you're of God, and he know if you're not of God. He know, and if you're playing with God, he know all of these things. They know who he knew who Jesus was. The demons knew who Jesus was. He said, I know you. You're the Son of God. And you come to destroy me before my time. Come on, James 4 and 7. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. That is the word of God. So we got to resist him, and he will flee. That's what I mean. See, sometimes he's just a little distraction, and he want to come. But no, as long as we're submitting ourselves to God and we're resisting Satan. See, that's how we submit to God. If you submit to God, that's resisting also Satan, because you submitted all your ways to the Lord. And so now we resisted the things of Satan and the things of this world, and we begin to separate ourselves from the things of this world. And, you know, our thoughts are not of this world, because, see, it's also we got to renew our thoughts. Sometimes we don't be doing the things that we used to do, but our mind have not been transformed. Our mind have not been renewed. So we got to also flee from our thoughts and flee from them things that Satan is still trying to keep hold. Hallelujah. So we're going to be armored up, and we're going to be sober-minded and vigilant, that we know that when Satan come up against us, he won't have a chance. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, which is one of my favorite, it's very familiar, but one of my favorite scriptures. It gives me so much insurance. It gives me like, whoa. What, behold, God said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So we have power over Satan. Satan, you're a defeated foe. You have to back up off my family in Jesus' name. You got to back up off my body in Jesus' name. You got to back up off my mind, my children, my job, my community in Jesus' name. But we have power and we have authority in the name of mighty Jesus. Satan is under our feet because God said we have power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Who is a serpent? Nobody but Satan. Who is the scorpion? This is kingdom. Some demons. Come on. We have the power. God is saying, Lord, empower your church that we may know who you are. He said, for I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He said, for our weapons of, he said, and this is 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So, we're here to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Again, we're not fighting in the natural. It's not a carnal thing. That's why Satan, He's a trickster. He want to get us in our flesh. You know, he'll try all day to get you in your flesh and start thinking fleshly and start thinking, you know, outside of the spirit, because he know once you get in the flesh, that's when he got you. 1 John 5:4, it said, for whoever is born of God overcometh the world. He said, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So through God and through Christ Jesus, we have come this world. And we cannot be deceived by Satan. Because in 2 Corinthians it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So he can disguise himself to be many things. He stays transforming himself. He stay, you know, using different people. He stay using different things, because he just don't just use people. For the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. So he'll use money. He'll use all types of things. And I'm going to say money is the number one thing. Oh, don't mess with you. I had someone fuss me out today so bad, a work thing called me over a check that they didn't get, and I was like, wow, usually they so nice, you know, this person like went in, talking about they going to sue and all this. I said, well, wait a minute. But God said, you know, when it comes to money, don't mess, you know, they can be nice, but don't mess with the money. So Satan is not always testing us when it comes to people, because some of us could care less who like us or not. We can be loners. We don't got to talk to you because, you know, we be like, this family we ain't talked to in years, you know. So people will have that type of attitude. So he said, I can't get them through, you know, that way no more. Them doors are closed. So I'm going to touch their money or I'm going to touch, you know, material things, and now they're going to curse God and die. They're gonna curse God if I do this thing. So Satan is coming to test us through certain things in our life, because sometimes, and you know, so certain people like, oh, you can touch my money or you want, I'm still going to, you know, it is what it is. They still content. That's what God wants to be. You can touch my loved ones. I'm still content. I still know who God is. I still know God is going to bring me out regardless of what's going on in my life. So you can go ahead and do what you want, Satan, but I'm going to keep my faith because my faith is going to bring me out. You want me to lose faith that God is not going to do it for me. That's what you want me to do, Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus because I am content, and I know that God is going to bring me out, and I know that God is not a man that he should lie, and if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That's it. We rebuke him. We rebuke Satan because he's a liar. He didn't lie to us. We are not defeated according to the word of God. Matthew 15, really, I say unto you, whatsoever you should bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's the word of God. That's the word of God on today. For we are not afraid of Satan, and we're standing on the word of God. We know the power of prayer. And I just wanted to, you know, read them the warfare script. They ain't little. I need to stop saying that word. People say I need to stop saying, because ain't nothing little about God's word. It's nothing little about the power of God in the word of God and what it can do, because the word of God can change your life. It will change your life. It will change your life. So don't you be discouraged. Don't you be discouraged. On tonight, God wants to lift up our spirits on tonight by using his word so that we know that his word is bond on tonight. And I'm not done. I want you to know that his word is bond and he's going to do the mighty because we're asking him. All you have to do is ask him and it shall be done. Satan has to back up. We can back Satan up in prayer. So this is my second portion. Hallelujah. So first God wanted me to let you know we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual warfare. Now we're about to use one of our spiritual weapons. I'm about to write this down too. I'm going to give you some scriptures concerning how powerful God is and how powerful prayer is. And if we ask him for anything, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. Because his word says, so I stand on it. Ask me how I know. I stand on the word of God to come through. You just don't even know. You never know what a person been through and what God brought them through. Because God, if you live long enough, you're going to live long enough to tell the story of how God brought you through. You should have been destroyed, and it wasn't nothing but the power of prayer that brought me through. It was not myself. It was nothing that I did, but it was God's mercy. It was me crying out to God. It was me long-suffering. Sometimes we got long-suffering. And enduring and just being in the things of, and never giving up. Never giving up. Sometimes, you know, my faith was low and God had increased my faith, but I've never lost my faith in God. I might have lost faith in myself, and that's not good either, because that's what the enemy wants. But like Job lost faith. He said, I ain't losing faith in God, because I know my God is real. It must be something I'm doing. God is God. God is awesome. It must be a reason behind this madness, and I'm gonna stay anchored in the word of God until this blow over. because I know the God that I serve is not going to allow Satan to destroy me. I know the God that I serve is going to bring me out just like he did the last time. He's going to do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. He want to encourage somebody to let you know on tonight that he is going to do it. I don't care what Satan is doing. He wants you to be discouraged. He wants you to be weak. He wants you to doubt the word of God or doubt you. So either he wants you to doubt who God is, or he wants you to doubt who he is or who you are. Either he'll take either one. He'll take either one, because if you don't know who you are, you're not going to fight him. If you don't know who God is, you're not going to know how to fight him. And if you don't know who he is, who you going to fight? And you don't know to fight him. That's why we need the word of God. So we're going to read some more scriptures. It's at Philippians 4:6. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto him. So we're going to let our requests be known unto God on tonight. Lord, dispatch your angels. Dispatch your heavenly host on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Fight our battles, O God. Everything that is coming up against us and our family and our ministry and our school and our children. Come on. God, you do it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to work it out, oh God. Lord, God know what it is. I am not all knowing, but God is. God, you know my heart. God, you know my desire. God, you know what I need before I even ask, oh God. Lord, make a way out of no way according to your word. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it should be done unto you. Come on, John 15:7, read it for yourself. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. We got to believe that. We got to abide in him, though. And he got to abide inside of us. He said, Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. This is the word of God. Increase my faith on today. Because, see, we need faith behind our prayer. We can pray, but, no faith and prayer don't work. You got to believe that it is. You got to believe that your prayer is already answered. Come on. And the Bible said, pray without ceasing. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to pray until the breakthrough comes. We gotta fast until the breakthrough comes. We gotta pray till the situation change. See, it's no time to sleep nor slumber. We gotta stay on the watch. We gotta stay praying. And Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit is also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings and with moanings to be uttered. So, again, God already knows. He still wants you to open up your mouth. He said, I know what before you even pray, but I still need you to pray. I still need you to pray without ceasing. Still need you to ask me, because he said you have not because you ask not. Matthew 6:7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. So again, you got to have faith behind what you're praying. We're not praying just to be heard. We're not praying just to be seen. But we're praying that God may hear us. That he may hear us. Much words some, like he said up here in the other scripture, your moanings and groanings. You may not even have no words. You may not have any words. Luke 11:9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. That's the word of God in Luke. God's word, it excites me. It excites me because I know if it hasn't come to pass, it's going to come to pass. I know that God is going to do it. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what Satan has said. I know that the God that I serve is going to do it. He's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. He's going to finish the work and complete the work that he started. In Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things. That is, God is speaking to you on tonight. God, this is God's word on tonight. He know exactly who's going to be on the line. He know exactly who's going to be listening to this. You know, someone right now, this is live, but people are going to come back and listen to it. And God know exactly what you need to hear. He know who ear gates this is falling into on tonight. And he said he want to do something mighty. He want to renew your mind in such a way that you will never doubt yourself again, that you will never doubt God's word. You will never doubt your prayer again. So we come against that thought that said, oh, God, are you going to do it for me? Or you should? Yes, God said, I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for you because I said so, and I'm not a man that I should lie. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. So he's a mediator. He died for you and me. He said, look, I sacrificed my life. Have mercy. Do it. He's a mediator. He is the one. He is the way. He's the one that's standing in the gap. That's why it's no other way. We can't get to the Father without coming through Christ Jesus. It's no other way. No other way. He said, count it robbery. He said, for there is one God. Only way to him is through Christ Jesus. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Come on. So our prayers is powerful. And we must pray for one another. Why is God saying we're not praying enough for one another? We're harvesting hate in our heart for one another and bitterness, and we're, you know, it's not up to us if we feel somebody deserves something or not. Oh, they don't deserve no prayer. You know, they wicked, they evil. They just, when the Bible said that, pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you and all these things. Don't block your blessing. Pray for them according to the word of God. We're praying. We're praying because we know through the power of prayer that our family is being healed. We're being healed. People are being healed and set free because God is hearing our prayers. He said, prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Who believes that? I believe that on tonight. Why do I believe that? Because the Bible says so. They're praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Again, are we praying for one another? Are we praying for one another? Are we praying for the saints? Are we praying for the body of Christ? I make sure every time I pray, I'm lifting up the body of Christ, because so much is going on right now in the body of Christ. Satan has crept in the church, and false prophets is in the church, false leaders in the church, and they're not even saved, living a saved, all of this stuff. But this is why we got to pray. This is why we're praying for the church, because God, people are being led astray. So we have to pray for our church. We got to pray for our pastors. We got to pray for our leaders. We got to pray for the ushers and the musicians, and all. We got to pray for the body of Christ according to the word of God. The Peter that was in jail, and then they said the saints prayed without ceasing until he was released. Come on now. So if one of your, you know, your fellow brothers and sisters get in trouble, are you going to pray without ceasing for that individual? Do you have enough love in you to pray somebody through a situation? When I just said that, God put a thought in my mind. I remember I was sick. I always say on my deathbed, because I could have went out of here. I had a simple operation going bad. I caught multiple infections. They didn't even know what it was. I could feel myself just leaving all type of antibiotics and everything. And I had, oh my God, two women praying, hallelujah, praying for me, hallelujah. The saints of God, they prayed for me. They did not leave my side. They checked on me. That's how we need to be. We want people like that in our life. That's not going to leave us when the enemy attack us, and to leave us to fight the battle on our own. And so that's what God means by praying. Praying. Pastor Taquasia, Pastor Linnell did not leave my side, even when they were instructed not to pray for me. God. But God, they prayed, and I was all well, and I thank God. Hallelujah. I just had to take a little. That's how powerful prayer. That's how I know prayer is real. That's how I know prayer works. You can't tell me. I've been some places where prayer brought me out. I've been in some situations where prayer brought me out. So don't let Satan lie to you and tell you that prayer don't work. Don't allow Satan to cause you not to pray for your brothers and your sisters, to help even to restore them and to encourage them. Because Satan does enough of discouragement to the body. We're called to build up one another. We're here to tear down the kingdom of darkness. We're here to expose the snake. We're here to tread, because the Bible said we're going to tread on serpents and scorpions. He said, I suffer not a witch to live. So, but you don't want to destroy your loved ones. You don't want to destroy your brothers and your sisters in the midst of warfare, because that's really what's happening. So if we don't restore them and we don't lift them up, and I get it. You said, well, you know, sometimes they're trying to destroy us. Yeah, I got them. Yeah, we know they're trying to destroy you, but guess what? They can't destroy you, because you have power over every power. No matter what they try to do, no matter what prayer, no matter what attack, guess what? You covered in the blood. So let them do whatever they think they're doing. Whatever they think they're doing, it can't touch you. It just can't work, because the Bible says that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. So you can go ahead and do what you want. You can go ahead and say what you want. I'm not even going to give you too much time, too much of my time, because now I understand who I am and I understand who my God is. And he said that no weapon formed against me should be able to prosper. So I rebuke you. I rebuke you in the name of Satan, and I can keep it going. I can keep doing my Father's work, because we have a work to do. See, Satan want to stop us from our work and what God called us to do. That's one of the things. Satan want to stop you from doing what God called you to do in the kingdom of God. He want to stagnate us. He want to hinder us, put stumbling blocks in our way, distractions in our way, so that we won't do what God called us to do, so that we will not go according to the word of God for our life. That's what's going on. But God will shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven. God will is going to be done in Jesus' name. Satan don't want God's will to be done. That's why Jesus had to rebuke Peter and say, "Get ye behind me, Satan," because he knew that the will of God for his life had to be done. What God called him to do here on earth had to be done. Satan wants you to be caught with your work undone. That's what he wants. Our work is not things of this world. Our work is spiritual things. Our work is kingdom things. The work that I'm doing is kingdom driven. Even some of us on our secular drive is kingdom driven. God placed you certain places for certain reasons, no matter where it may be. It's because it's about the soul. It's about saving souls, no matter where you at. If you are a believer, no matter what job you're at right now, guess what? God placed you there. I don't even care what's on a factory line. It's souls in the factory. Everywhere you go is souls. We looking at the position. We looking at title, like we do in church, right? It's all about, see, it's not about, it's about the soul. It's about the work. It's what God called you to. I don't care if you was working in a pizza shop. It's about the soul. Get it? And God says, "I shall provide." See, we're confirming to this world. We confirm to this world, and God is saying, look, it's not about none of that. It's about the coming back of Christ and how many souls can we reach. So if I got to place you over here to witness to some souls or save some souls for a season, because I want that soul, and I have assigned that soul to you. So it's not about titles. It's not about positions, whether it's in secular world or if it's in the church. Because the pastor and the usher, we both gonna get judged. We both have an assignment to do. If we lose track of that, we're in trouble. If we look at each other's position, we in trouble. If I'm the pastor, I'm like, "Oh Lord, I just want to be an usher. I don't got time for the Lord. Just let me be the usher." If I have that type of attitude, God's going to deal with me. And if I'm the usher, wanting to be the pastor, God's going to deal with the usher. Because it's not about titles. It's about what he called us to do. And we're just so, you know, looking at, we want to be big. No matter what it is, we're serving. And we're here to serve God and do what he asked us to do. I never forget when I was a little girl, I was an usher. That my mother made me usher one Sunday. I ain't want to usher. I wanted to do something else. I had a real nasty attitude. And I couldn't have been no more than like 9 or 10 or something like that. I was a young girl. And I had this attitude. I don't want to be no usher. I had an attitude, and I was walking. Next thing I know, I bust my head. I ain't bust it open. So God ain't, he's not like that. But I hit my head on this, because I was real young, I was looking out of the window. I hit my head on an air conditioner that was sticking out of the window because I wasn't paying attention. I was so upset that I had the usher. And as soon as I hit my head, as a little girl, guess what I did? I repented. And I ushered. I said, Lord, I was the happiest usher that day, ushering and taking people to the seats, getting what they taking, doing whatever I had to do, passing out them little, we had to pass out fans and, you know, have tissue boxes. And we, usher had work to do. Usher is working. Please, you had to stand up and all that. Come on. We had to stand. I had to stand by that door and usher the people in. Ushering is something. As you look at it in the spirit realm, so no matter what God calls you to do, don't take light of it. Don't take light of it because God, he can elevate you from usher. He elevates. And if we never elevate you from an usher, so what? It's about the soul. If he never, that's what we got to, we have to be content. And God will humble us. And, you know, it is God. He said, I'll humble you. Stay humble in whatever God called us to do, whether we may think is little or we may think is great. And please don't let them make us a pastor or, you know, but, oh, my gosh. No, because that's where pride and arrogance can creep in real quick. So now you think you somebody. Now, this is a side note. This is what God is saying. Now we think, but God wants, he want to use you for his good. And for his purpose, that he may get the glory. Too many men is getting the glory. God said, I don't want no man to have my glory. I'm a jealous God. God get the glory. We was created for his purpose. We was created to worship him. We are his creation. But we want the worship, just like Satan. That's why Satan got to be very careful, because that's what got him kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to be God. He thought he was the man, and he had a high position in heaven. He didn't have a little position. They said he was the most beautiful, radiant angel there was. Every musical instrument, so they say, huh? And he fell. He got thrown out of heaven. And he's never going to be able to repent. He know that. And so his job is to take as many up to hell with him. That's why God wants us to know about our armor. That's why he wants us to know about the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, all that, you know, that power and authority I was talking about, you know, in the beginning, we have none of that. Without the Spirit of God living and dwelling within us. He said, when I give you the Holy Ghost and fill you with the Holy Ghost, then you will obtain power. Then you will obtain authority over Satan. So, Lord, fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. Fill me. Touch me, God. And he said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost, because until we get the Holy Ghost, we're not, you know, it's going to be very hard for us to walk in the ways of God anyway. We need the fruit of the Spirit. We need to walk in love and peace and all these things. We need that. We're going to live a defeated life without having the fruit of the Spirit in us. Because I'm going to tell you this, either you're going to have God's spirit in you or you're going to have the devil. You're going to have the devil on you. I'm going to tell you, there's no in between, because the devil already said, I'm looking to see who I may devour. So he's looking. That's why Jesus empowered us to go and cast out unclean spirits and all this, because unclean spirits is looking for somewhere to live. So you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't want to play with God, because once he delivers you, and you play with God and you allow them demons to come back and live in you, they coming back with a whole party, a whole crew. That demon is not just coming back by itself. You're going to be worse. You're going to think worse than you thought prior. Wow. But that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, look, go and sin no more. I told the man, go and sin no more, because if you go, a worse thing going to come upon you. That's why we need God help. That's why we need the filling of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is going to keep us from falling. And yes, we can go and repent, and because he's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. But he needs you to know that you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is going to empower you to get back up again. Sometimes without the Holy Ghost, and if you fall, you ain't getting back up again. So you need God. You need the power of God to pick you up and to keep you. The Holy Ghost will keep you. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will keep you in perfect peace. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Yes, he will. Knowing that the God that you serve, no matter what situation you go through, you will have your peace, knowing that God is going to bring you out. You're going to be able to discern, oh, you know, I'm going through, my faith is being tested. That's all. Some of our faith is just being tested. That's it. And Satan wants you to think that you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost. And he wants you to think that you don't have power. But you do. You have power over him. You're just being tested. Oh, well, I rebuke that, and I'm still going through. Yeah, you still, because you're being tested. You can't rebuke. You can rebuke Satan, but you can't rebuke God. You can't stop God from doing what he do and what he allows, because he has seasons where he's going to test us. He has seasons where he got to put us through the fire. Mhm. Yep. Count it all good. It comes with this walk. It comes with this walk. But the good thing about it, he brings you through it all. All the scriptures and stuff I read, that is there to empower you. Because the Bible said the righteous cry and the Lord hears us and deliver us out of all their troubles. The Bible says he hear us when we cry. And he delivers from all of our troubles. So we just got to call on the Lord. Those that call out to the Lord shall be saved. That's a scripture in the Bible. And we're walking on it. And Satan, you are a liar, because you got us feeling defeated. But we are winners. We are not defeated. We're more than conquerors. Through Christ Jesus. Jesus is, he's strengthening us right now through his word. Satan is a liar. Know who you are in God. Know who you are in God. And if you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, he says, look, ask and I freely give it to you. I freely give it to you. As a little girl, I hungered and thirsted for the Holy Ghost, and didn't even, I wanted the Holy Ghost. I remember being at that altar, them Terry service calling, Jesus, 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 calling on Jesus. I want the Holy Ghost like everybody else, not realizing that they really was not catching the Holy Ghost like that. A lot of them was getting delivered from demons. As a little girl, and I was like, I look back, I said, oh, don't you know. But I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost, because when I got older and when I really got saved, we had a relationship with God. I went to the pastor. I said, okay, now I'm saved now, but I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And she going to tell me, oh, you filled with the Holy Ghost and, you know, read a scripture. And I said, I'm man, pastor, I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank God today that he filled me and he empowered me. He empowered me with the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like being empowered with it, because the Holy Ghost will keep you. And, Lord, I thank you on tonight just for being in the midst and teaching us, hallelujah, on tonight. It empowered me. I'm teaching myself. I use these words for myself. I'm being moved by the Spirit of God. And so it comforts me to know that his word is true and that I have power over the Holy Ghost. I have power over Satan, I have power over Satan, because sometimes I go through in life and day to day and I feel like, oh my gosh, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength. But he said, I'm giving you strength. I am your strength. So don't be defeated and don't allow Satan's voice to be louder than God's. Because Satan, like the Bible says, he's like a roaring lion. You ever heard of roaring lion? Loud. Looking to see who he may devour. But he's not devouring none of us because we have power over Satan on today, for he's under our feet. But God has given us power and authority to tread on him. And Satan, we rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for Jesus is making intercession for us even right now. He's making a way right now. He's dealing with our enemies right now in Jesus' name. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and anything that we pray in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. We know that what we pray for is already answered. We know these things because our Father told us these things. The Holy Ghost revealed these things to us, taught us these things. Our mind is renewed. Our mind is covered. You're not going to enter our minds with doubt and disbelief and unbelief in the word of God and what God promised us, because it is God's promise, and God's promise is yea and amen. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I am who God said I am. I will do what God said I will do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am great. I am powerful. I am strong and not weak in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you got to speak to yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself, because it ain't nothing but a bunch of haters around and people that don't want you to succeed and don't want you to have favor, the favor of God, and get mad if God do bless you a little bit. So sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Everybody don't have a prayer partner. Everybody don't have someone wishing them well and praying over their family, praying over their loved ones and their situations. Some people don't even have nobody to talk to about it, because they'll look at them in a certain way. But God is here for you. God is here for you. So don't be tricked by Satan. Don't be tricked by his tactics. Don't let him into your heart. Don't allow him to get you into your flesh, where you're fighting in your flesh and not in your spirit, where, you know, he's allowing these thoughts to enter your mind. And now these thoughts, man, you're having heart, you know, issues going on, and your feelings is all over the place because of what Satan is doing and what Satan is saying and what God is allowing him to do. Because, see, he can't do nothing without God's permission. Without God's permission and without your permission, and you ain't gave him permission. You ain't gave him permission to come into your house. You haven't given him permission to touch your children and your property and your loved one. But we have no permission. And Satan, we rebuke you. We rebuke you. Every illegal action that Satan has taken advantage of because of the lack of knowledge, we rebuke you, Satan, because some of us don't know who we are, and so he think he can come and creep into our life illegally. No, you cannot. I'm covered in the blood, and I give you no access. Tonight it is done. It is done. I kick you out of my mind. I kick you out of my heart, out of my home, out of my thoughts. You got to go. I rebuke you. I rebuke every thought. I pull down every thought that exalts itself above the Most High God, above God's word. If it don't line up with God's word, if my thoughts and my feelings don't line up with the word of God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I uproot it in the name of Jesus. Yes. I thank everybody for coming onto the Bible study on tonight. And I just, you know, I know I went over a little bit, and I just thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I'm like, oh, I was tired. I was tired. I was exhausted in my body, and God would not allow me not to do this broadcast on tonight. He said, you're going to do it. You're going to speak the word, and you've got to be obedient to what God is saying at all times. That's another key. You got to do it. I told Pastor Todd Crazy, we're going to both push tonight. We're going to push. We're going to do this show. We had a crazy day. But you know what? The God that we serve is mighty. He's mighty, and we will not give up, because giving up is not an option for us. Giving up is not an option. We're going to do what God say do, no matter what the enemy have in store for us. And we know that he have a plot and a plan in store for us. But God's plan is mightier. The plans that God had for us, the devil can't stop. The devil can't stop it, what God have in store. Thank God on tonight for this teaching on tonight. Hope you guys were blessed. Meet us back here Friday for Friday night prayer at 9 o'clock. Pastor Todd Quasia, Kingdom Talk. That'll be Sunday at 7:30. The Word, hosted by me, Pastor Thea. That is 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So God bless everyone, and just be encouraged, and know that prayer works. Know that you have power over Satan, and you are an overcomer, and you will overcome whatever the enemy throw your way. Because remember, no weapon formed against you shall not and will not prosper, in Jesus' name. Thank you for dialing in to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're listening to Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministry Bible Study. Good night. God bless.